We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Gun Kyler, play action, steps back, he's under pressure, evades one man, circling around, running left, has room, he'll tuck it himself, cuts back, dancing, back the other way he goes, reverse skate, team QB1 still on his feet, stumbling to the 40, to the 35, 30-yard line! Welcome to Sooner football, Kyler Murray. It is over at Norman, and the Sooners have won the season opener today, 63-14 over Florida Atlantic. Toby Rowland, Teddy Lehman, Coach Merv Johnson, and now Rufus Alexander rejoining us for our postgame coverage. Sooner fans, be sure to catch the Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. Coach Merv, lot to like and one significant injury today.
It couldn't have got off to a better start. You know, they gained all the momentum early, took the ball in, blocked the punt for kick, did all the things you do to jump out and get ahead. And I was a little surprised and disappointed with the Florida team, because I thought in the film last year they were sensationally running this same offense. But by the same token, I don't think they ran it in any of the film I looked at that big physical line of scrimmage that they faced today. And that had an awful lot to do with it. And, of course, the defense put together, an extremely solid game. They've worked hard. They've practiced hard. They've done things that they've honed down, I think, to, really solid plays on passes and things of that nature. I think they're way ahead of where they were a year ago now, and feel pretty good about it.
Rufus, Coach mentioned it. Teddy talked about it several times during the broadcast. He was impressed with the speed and the pursuit of the defense today. You were downstairs. What'd you think?
I thought they played really well. You have some missed tackles out there that you need to clean up, which you want to see get better. But I thought for the linebackers, Buzzy, Curtis Bolton, looked the best out of the linebackers, and the defense looked even better when they played the 4-2-5, when they brought in Broyles to come down and play that nickel position. As a whole, though, like Teddy said, their pursuit was better. This is the best opening game they've had in a good little while. I mean, you have some late yards that got on there, but for those guys to hold Michael Singletary under 500 yards for a guy they said was the second best back in the country, he made people miss, but the way those guys played and pursued and hit down the line was a lot, with some tackles for loss. Defensive linemen were making plays on those stretch plays away. You got to be really encouraged about the way these guys played, the way the true freshmen played, the way Perkins played was really good. Tyrese Lott, you got to really appreciate the way those guys came out and played today.
I thought the starting defense was really fantastic. And, you know, kind of building off a little bit what Coach said with Florida Atlantic, you expected more out of them. I agree. You saw some really good stuff from them a year ago. Here's one thing I'll say, though. Whenever you haven't even made it halfway through the first quarter, you've got a punt blocked. The offense from Oklahoma's gone right down the field on you in a hurry. You lose all that momentum right away. And it's like, well, we showed up, we put in all this effort, and right away we're so far behind that we're not going to be able to come back. And I think that's why we saw a little bit of a letdown from them, and it just ended up piling on. But offensively, outstanding. Offensive line, 1A and 1B, both of those units, outstanding, big, physical. All four running backs that we saw, outstanding. I thought Kyler Murray was poised. I thought he took what the defense gave him, which was my biggest question. Was he going to try and do too much, be too flashy out there, make too many runs, too many plays? And he didn't. He was smart with the football. He delivered a beautiful deep ball, had a highlight reel run. I mean, that's just about as good of a start as you could ask for if you're Kyler Murray. The big question is, Austin Kendall going down there late in the game, what does that mean moving forward? Does that change the way Lincoln Riley plays Kyler Murray? He's talked about before is you can't hold back. You just got to go out there and run your offense and let these guys perform. Does that change now whenever you lose your backup quarterback? So all in all, first game, outstanding, but we do got some questions moving forward.
650 total yards of offense for OU today. Devin Singletary, their outstanding back. Florida Atlantic's only 69 yards. He did have a touchdown. We got a lot to talk about going forward. Let's take a break. Post-game reaction from Lincoln Riley and the Sooners coming up. 63-14 the final today on Owen Field. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
Laird Hammond's Laird Law Firm presents the Franchise Coach of the Month.
Respect what it is we're doing here, guys. Nice job, fellas.
Coaches are leaders in our community on and off the field. Each month, the Franchise and Laird Hammond's Laird will select a deserving coach from our list of nominated coaches and present them with a $500 check. To nominate a coach that you feel deserves to be recognized, go to thefranchiseok.com. Look for the Coach of the Month icon and in 500 words or less, tell us about your nominee.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS, it may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
Hey Sooner fans, Brent Swadley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swadley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our seven locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swadley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, number one in the field.
Three wide, tight end left, inside handoff. Rodney's got a hole, bounces outside, 20, he'll go to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Rodney! It's 6-0 OU. 30 yards, Rodney Anderson, and did he get some blocking on that run? That's your Pizza Hut delivery of the game. That's how the scoring got started today. A Rodney Anderson touchdown run. When OU wins, you win free pizza. Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. 63-14, Sooners win today over Florida Atlantic. We're awaiting the postgame interview with Lincoln Riley. And while we do, Rufus Alexander with us here in the booth. I want to ask you, a great linebacker in your time, about the linebacking play today. There was the great battle in the fall between Curtis Bolton and Caleb Kelly. Bolton got the start today, played the majority of the game. How did you think the linebackers all together, Kenneth Murray, Caleb Kelly, Curtis Bolton, we saw a little of Ryan Jones. How they look today?
They look really well. I think they all played really well. They complemented each other very well. I think Curtis Bolton had a more complete game. He got into the gaps really well. He tackled better in space. Caleb Kelly, you can see the effects of him not having a spring playing the will linebacker position. He missed a few tackles out there. When the ball is stretching away from him, he's a little slow to react a little bit. So you kind of see some things where he can improve on and it can get better down the line. But Curtis Bolton, from what I saw, played a better, cleaner game in this one. Ryan Jones played pretty good on the edge. That's a guy that has a ton of athleticism and he can move really well out there in space. So I like the linebacking core. Along with Kenneth Murray, Kenneth Murray played pretty good today. You still see sometimes you have to go out, get a little stinger here or there, but no complaints at all from the way Murray played.
Just to add on linebackers, I agree 100% with what Rufus is saying. I like how sudden Bolton is. It's been a while since we've seen guys attack the line of scrimmage downhill. There's a couple of plays he made attacking the line, run-throughs, making plays in the backfield. I saw him man-to-man coverage, making a play on a guy on a wheel route. They ended up not throwing the ball, but they've got a nasty split outside, which means the wide receiver is close to the core. They've got Singletary in the backfield. It's a big down. They want to get Singletary isolated on a linebacker over in a little bit of a pick. He ID'd it before the snap, was able to get out there and cover that, and it created a negative yardage play on the inside. He looks smart. He looks under control. And it's amazing how much quicker and athletic a guy looks when he knows what he's doing on the field compared to maybe a bigger, faster, stronger guy that still is swimming a little bit as far as understanding the game mentally. And I think that's where we're at with Caleb Kelly.
And you mentioned several times you liked what you saw in limited action from the freshman, Deshaun White.
He's going to be a stud.
He is going to be a stud. I said that earlier, too. I was like, man, that's a big kid for a true freshman. And he got a lot of upside to him. The future's pretty bright at the linebacker position right now with he and the kid from Florida. I can't say his last name at all. The other true freshman.
Asamoah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, that's not Asamoah. That's which one is it? Benito. Yeah. There you go, Benito. I can't say
like burrito, just a little different.
All right, yeah. Like burrito, but a little different. But Benito is he's another
big kid.
He's a big kid and he can fly. He played really well out in space. Come off of a block, made a tackle out there on the Johnson kid from FAU, and you can see it. You can see he has some upside to him as well.
I talked to Benito back during camp, right whenever they were wrapping up camp. And he came, after I talked to the team a little bit, he kind of pulled me to the side at the end. And he's like, hey, what was it like whenever you were a freshman? And I said, it was horrible. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought my coaches hated me. It was terrible. And he looked at me. He's like, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat right now. I was like, dude, just stay in it. you know, stay in the meeting rooms, bug your coach with questions nonstop, and it's all going to start slowing down for you.
Got to stay the course. They got to whip on somebody, and I think the young freshmen are the whipping boys. Yeah.
Well, we saw a lot of freshmen today.
Teddy them barely got hollered at, but, I mean, for one step wrong, and Coach Venables pretty much gave me the riot act.
63-14, Sooners win. Take a break. Lincoln Riley coming up. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
As a proud sponsor of Sooner football, Jana King has the playbook to handle all your commercial cleaning needs. From office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels, Jana King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Jana King of Oklahoma City today at 405-943-5464. That's 405-943-5464. Or visit us at janaking.com.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you. Because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wait.
It sucks.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Sebastian Riella back to punt. Play clock at 2. He gets it off in time. Here comes the punt. And they got him. It's blocked. Ball bouncing around in the end zone. It's a touchdown. Oh, mama. Lee Morris blocked it. Curtis Bolton recovered it. That's your OG&E power play of the game today. The first blocked punt for a touchdown since 2002. Who was it?
Will Peoples.
I was going to guess Brandon Shelby.
Will Peoples against Texas Tech in 02. It's the first block punt period since Matt Diamond, and I forgot the year on that. Was it 2013. All right, very good. That's your OG&E power play of
or
the
Kansas,
game
sorry.
Matt
today.
Diamond.
And as Gabe Eichert said, he blocked it with his face mask that day. Toby Rowland, Teddy Lehman, Rufus Alexander, and Merv Johnson back with you. And we go downstairs right now. Chris Plank is with the head coach, Lincoln Riley.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. We're here with Lincoln Riley. Coach, congratulations. I think Gabe said it best when you walked in. That went well.
Yeah, it was great. It was, you know, it's just exciting to see
all three sides of the ball play so well. You know, we complement each other so well in the first half. You know, that was huge defensively. You know, we had them stopped and got the personal foul penalty. They were driving a little bit, and then to hold them out there offensively to score, and then pretty soon we come right back with the punt block, the very next series. So, I mean, just all three sides of the ball rising together, and that's what we've been talking about. You know, we've been beating on each other here for, you know, 6-8 months. You know, this was our first chance to do it together as a whole team, and I thought our guys did a nice job of it.
Coach, obviously 9 of 11, Kyler Murray is very efficient today. How do you feel he played in his first start here at Owen Field?
Yeah, I thought he handled it well. I thought he, you know, was in command the whole time, played within himself, you know, was patient when we were, and then was aggressive times. Threw the ball well, only really missed one throw the whole day. So, he played like he's been practicing. Did a great job.
I feel like we can't say enough about this offensive line. You know, you graduate a center, a left tackle who's now going to start at right tackle in the NFL, and they just kept humming along today. That was impressive.
They did a good job. They did. Those guys presented some things, you know, from defensively, from a schematic, you know, point of view that was tough. And our guys did a good job of handled the pressure, obviously ran the ball, and the balance was pretty good.
How did you feel that first team defense played? I mean, shut them out in the first half. Obviously, they moved the ball against the second unit, but how did you evaluate their performance?
Yeah, it was really good. You know, we flew to the ball. We were excellent on third downs, and on the first half, I think they might have been 1 for 9 in the first half. So, I mean, that was, you know, we were really good there. You know, had some big fourth down stops, which they're just like turnovers. I mean, so we only had, I think, whatever, the one turnover, but that was really all the fourth down stops were all like turnovers. So, did a good job. Got a couple times. We didn't tackle well, you know, that we're throwing shoulders out there, but our communication was good. We did a good job handling their tempo.
Two more quick ones we'll let you run. First of all, team handling the heat well. From what the nutritionist, Coach Tiff, did to Benny's offseason, this team was prepared for an environment like that. That wasn't easy.
Yeah, they were. No, it was. It was hot. A lot of plays, but our guys' mindset's good. We've been training in it, and that's how we expected to play in it.
And then just last one, the only guy that stopped your offense all day appeared to be that umpire. Have you checked if he has any eligibility left?
No kidding. That would not have been the best tackle of the day. So it was pretty impressive. He didn't even flinch either. So he's got a little OU DNA himself, maybe.
Good luck. Our congratulations, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Umpire Joseph Chisholm with one of the big hits today. And Lincoln Riley, that's funny.
I don't know how A.D. Miller going to live that one down.
Fortunately, he got a touchdown later, so that'll help a little bit. Sooner Football brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat from Norman-based Top of the World are available now. For the complete list of retailers, visit oneoklahomafan.com. We'll take a break, talk about what Lincoln had to say, hear more post-game reaction from the Sooners after a 63-14 season opening win in Norman next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom, working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit lhllaw.com today.
Pizza Hut has complete coverage for your game day needs. For your tailgate or watch party, feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes for only $19.99. Start with 2 oven-fresh medium one-topping pizzas. Then add either 5 breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings. Or go wild and add a third medium one-topping pizza. Remember, when the Sooners win, you win with buy one, get one large free pizza on Sunday and Monday following the game using online code SoonersWin. Get more details at Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
What does dinner time sound like in your home? A little slicing? A little sautéing? How about a little saving? When you cook with an energy-efficient natural gas range, you'll save time and money, making dinner time better spent. Better performance with superior temperature control and better savings with lower energy bills and up to $200 in rebates. Make dinner time better spent. Visit OklahomaNaturalGas.com/rebates.
If your heating or air goes out, I know you'll call Air Comfort Solutions. But did you know they now provide plumbing services? Gary England here with my friend Jason White telling you about Air Comfort Solutions, reliable plumbing services now accessible to you and me.
That's right, Gary. We now have trained professional plumbers on call to help you with everything from busted pipes to clogged drains.
It sounds like to me Air Comfort Solutions is a one-stop shop.
They certainly are. Call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Power pistol, Kyler, fake handoff, nobody there. Back to pass, looks deep, throws across the middle. It is caught in traffic. Lee Morris, what a game. Breaks free to the 40, outside, 35, 30, on his feet, down the sidelines, 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Is he in? Touchdown! Lee Morris! He caught it in traffic at midfield, broke tackles, and rumbled all the way into the end zone.
You talk about a guy with a good efficiency rating. Lee Morris now 3 career catches, all for touchdowns. And he blocked a punt today. I don't think we saw him again after that touchdown. I guess he's okay.
Secret weapon. They don't want him out there too much. Whenever they need a touchdown, we know who they're going to.
He caught the pass, Rufus. I don't know if you saw the replay. He caught it with his helmet. The ball hit his helmet. Face mask.
Kyler Murray threw it in there so hard he had no choice but to catch the ball. I mean, because a guy was draped on him, and I'm like, oh, what a catch! Oh, he's still going.
I loved my favorite part about that play was CeeDee Lamb and the effort down the sideline. You know, if he doesn't go down there and get that block, it's probably, you know, they're out of bounds on maybe the 10, 15, 20 yard line, but maybe they score anyways. But in other games later in the year, you're going to need plays like that. You can't take a field goal there. You need a touchdown, and I love seeing that effort running down the field.
One guy that's got to be happy, his running backs look good, his special teams were great today, is Jay Boulware, and he's downstairs with Chris and Gabe.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. Running backs coach Jay Boulware joins us, and Rodney Anderson's kind of waiting in the background. But, boy, coach, what a start to the season, not just for this whole crew, but obviously Rodney as well.
Yeah, really pleased with the way the guys came out. They had good practice all week. They've been focused and keyed into, you know, FAU and trying to get the season off to a great start. I think they did that.
Now, coach, obviously as the running backs coach, but as the special teams coordinator, how exciting was it to see you get a special teams touchdown?
Very exciting. We had worked hard all week, putting things together really all summer. You know, Coach Riley's made an emphasis on, what we're trying to do teams-wise and obviously bringing Coach Beamer in to take something off our plate. That's been just a tremendous blessing to, you know, not just me, but really, really our team. I mean, because now you got another guy in the room that knows what we're doing and all that. And I really, really pleased with what we saw there. And I think the guys, did a good job. It was a great call.
Ball didn't even hit the punter's foot.
No, he took it right off the punter's foot. That's textbook. You know, that's what you look for. We had noticed in pregame, the guys that we have charting had noticed that their get off times were really slow, and sure enough.
Now, you got your workhorses, obviously, and Rodney Anderson and Trey Sermon. How valuable is it to get Kennedy Brooks out there, to get TJ Pledger out there, to get them actual game reps?
extremely valuable. You know, I told those guys, you know, before the game, I didn't know who was going to play, what order and all this stuff like that, other than, you know, our league guys. And we got them all in early, and everybody scored except for TJ. I thought everybody did a great job. Even TJ did a phenomenal job. You know, he's the only one that didn't score, but Sale got in there and had a tremendous run there late in the game there in the third quarter, and then we pulled him out. And then, of course, Rod and Trey, they did their thing. They both got in the end zone in the first quarter. So, I mean, it's really good and really a humbling experience to see, you know, kind of what we talk about in this room come out and, you know, we kind of be about it, you know, essentially. So it was really, really impressive to watch these guys play today.
And then overall, even on the touchdown pass, good blitz pickup. And Marcellus Sutton, it seemed like the guys really understood the responsibilities in the game plan.
Well, yeah, we had a little hiccup on one of those blitz pickups. We went right to the guy and saw it, and then he kind of jumped inside of us, and he didn't end up making a tackle. But the guys know what they're doing, and that's the big thing. You know, if we can eliminate the mental assignment breakdowns, then we're well on our way to being the running back room that we want to be.
I noticed in studying FAU, they were really a team that, you know, ripped at the ball, hawked at the ball. How pleased were you with the backs' ball security today?
Extremely pleased. Knock on wood. You know, we've had one fumble the last 2 years from the backfield, you know, each year. And, you know, that's been something that's, you know, since I've taken over after my second year, you know, started with Joe and Samaje in their second year, they had one fumble apiece. And then we came back the next 2 years. And the next year was Rod just what we had one fumble that year. And then we're this year now. So, I mean, that's something that we have to do. You know, we have to take care of the football. When they put it in our hands, we want to make sure we hand it back to the referee when the play's over.
Congrats on the win, Coach. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you.
Jay Boulware, Sooners win big 63-14. Coach Merv, I wanted to ask you about the running backs, and Teddy pointed it out during the broadcast, but between Rodney Anderson and Trey Sermon and Kennedy Brooks, Marcellus Sutton, TJ Pledger, they've got a bunch of weapons, and they come at you in different ways.
They're different type runners. That's exactly right. They've all got the ability to run tough and hard and run through your hands. We don't have one in there that's an easy guy to knock down, and they've all got pretty good speed. I tell you, those two, the first two, are big and strong backs too. They're not little kids down there. They walk by you, say, "Where'd that tight end come from?" You know, and that helps. But I think that you know, that's a good group, and I hope they all get to play. You know, last year, I think, was a tough year on one of them, in that two guys got to the top, Williams and
Anderson and Sermon.
They got to the top, and nobody else got much of a chance. And, you know, it didn't hurt anything. It just didn't show what he was capable of doing. It was great to see today they all got a chance, and hopefully they'll continue to.
All right, we'll hear from one of those backs when we come back. Rodney Anderson, OU win 63-14. We'll take a look at final stats coming up as well. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion, because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
How much do you use your debit card? Every day? 10 times a day? You need an account that pays you back real money every time you swipe your card. That's Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. You swipe your debit card and earn real money every time. Pay Me Checking, exclusively from Communication Federal. Go to comfedcu.org for details. Direct deposit $500 per month and e-statements required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Bad things happen.
It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions' energy savings agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an energy savings agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our energy savings agreement.
Real power, real value. That's real steel. Right now, legendary steel chainsaws start at just $179.95. And hardworking steel blowers start at just $139.95. The number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide has a variety of other options, from reliable hedge trimmers to multitasking tools. Get to your steel dealer today. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices MSRP. Available at participating dealers.
43 seconds to go. Play action. Kyler back. He's going to look for it all down the far sideline. Hollywood leaps. He's got it. Inside the 20. He just out-jumped his man. All the way to the 17-yard line. That was a jump ball. And Marquise Brown went high for it and brought it down. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 28 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integra's Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. Let's take a look at our final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Mex. Taco Mayo Fresh Mex, fresh ingredients built to order. Anybody hear something that jumps out at them, feel free to jump in. Total yards, OU 316 on the ground, 334 through the air. Sooners ran 62 plays for 650 yards. FAU 132 on the ground, 192 through the air. The Owls 74 plays for 324 total yards. Both teams had 6 penalties today. Owls won time of possession by about a minute and a half. Third downs, FAU 4 of 15. OU a respectable 6 for 10 on third down today. And the Owls went for it on fourth down 3 times, were successful once. Individual numbers, Kyler Murray, 9 of 11. Didn't even play the entire first half. 209 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Austin Kendall, before injury, 8 of 10 for 88 yards and a touchdown. On the ground, Rodney Anderson, 5 carries, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Trey Sermon, 9 for 69 and a score. Kennedy Brooks, 4 carries, 51 yards and a touchdown. TJ Pledger, 7 for 38. Marcellius Sutton also had a touchdown. Through the air, Marquise Brown, Hollywood, 6 catches, 133 yards and a score. CeeDee Lamb, 2 for 43. Mykel Jones, 2 for 37 late. A.D. Miller, 2 for 18 and a touchdown. Both of A.D. Miller's catches notable. One because it was a touchdown, the other because he was tackled by the umpire. Parnell Motley, the Sooners' leading tackler today, was 7. Trey Brown, Curtis Bolton, and Caleb Kelly all had 6. For FAU, Chris Robinson, the former Sooner, goes 15 of 26 passing, 157 yards. DeAndre Johnson came in late. He went 1 for 3. Rafe Peavy threw a pick. Devin Singletary, the nation's leading rusher a year ago, 18 carries for only 69 yards today and a touchdown.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
That's old school OU defense. Your star player comes in here and his hopes and dreams are just crushed.
And the D-line, I thought it was – I mean, you got to give those guys a ton of credit. I mean, the whole defense played good, but, man, it's been a while since we've seen that many defensive linemen penetrating, making plays in the backfield. Outstanding.
DeAndre Johnson, 9 carries, 39 yards. Kareth White, 3 for 15 at a touchdown. Their leading receiver was Tavares Harrison, 4 catches, 57 yards. And their leading tackler, Rashad Smith, 9 tackles. Aziz Al-Shire, who had the 147 tackles a year ago, only 4 tackles today.
A lot of people coming up on you, man.
That's the difference.
When that O-line is in your face, you ain't going to get much of them tackles.
Back to the locker room, Rodney Anderson's with Chris and Gabe.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby, down here with Rodney Anderson. Before we dive into the game, what did it mean to you to be voted captain by your teammates?
That's a tremendous blessing. It speaks a lot to, you know, the work that I've done and the trust that my teammates have in me. I just feel really honored to get that position, and I'm just going to do my best with it.
Heat today. You guys prepared for it, obviously, with what, you know, was put in the offseason with Benny and with Coach Tiff. Didn't really seem like it was much of an issue for you guys, was it?
Yeah, we've been practicing the heat all summer, you know, practicing the heat all week. Tiff's done a great job keeping us hydrated, and, you know, Benny's been pushing hydration as well. So, I mean, it's something we've really been preaching, and I think that it showed today.
Did you know heading into this week that you guys would have as much success? I know you feel like you're going to have success running the ball every single week, but was it the offensive line saw something? Was it you that saw something? What led to the success today throughout the entire game?
I think it's just us trusting our assignments that's given to us by our coaches. You know, as long as we do that, then, you know, we're going to have success. And sometimes it's not going to work, but, you know, as long as we keep trusting, it's going to work out eventually.
How about Kyler in his debut? How do you think he performed?
I think he did great. It's great to have him out there. I'm really excited to see what the season holds for him.
All right, so, and Kenneth Murray and Trey Norwood are waiting in the wings. That first team defense was pretty nasty out there today, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The defense did a phenomenal job holding to zero in the first half. It was a great feeling to see them out there doing their thing. I know they've been working really hard for us since the Georgia game. So, you know, I'm extremely happy for them.
So, for those who don't know, we actually do these interviews in the running back room.
Yeah.
So how cool was it to see the entire running back room almost go out there and have success today?
Man, that was great. We've all been working so hard in this room, and, you know, it's you know, it's a great feeling when everybody can get in there and get some touches, get some good yards and some touchdowns.
Well, I did notice there's a pillow and a blanket back there. I mean, are you guys napping in here or what?
It's actually my pillow.
Well, congrats on the win, man. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
It's Rodney Anderson. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is Sooner Football from Learfield. Kenneth Murray and Trey Norwood standing by when we come back. OU wins their season opener today emphatically, 63-14 over FAU. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hey, Sooner fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. One love.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OUguide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OUguide and get back to living fully.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Electric cooperatives don't just generate power, they generate ideas. At Oklahoma Electric Cooperative, we never stop thinking of ways to help everyone become more energy efficient. We invest our resources in technologies that build a brighter tomorrow for all Oklahomans, like our addition of Norman's first solar farm, the OEC Solar Garden. We pride ourselves in finding and creating solutions for today and tomorrow.
your trusted energy advisor, Oklahoma Electric Cooperative.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
Double back set, flanking Kyler Murray in the gun from the 17. Final play probably of the quarter. Handoff Sermon up the middle, dances, shoots to the 15. Outside he goes, breaks a tackle to the 10, to the 5. The minister dives, and he's in. It's a touchdown, and a late flag flies.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, the official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. Toby?
Nissan knows game day is all about that game-winning drive. So Rogue has available technologies that'll help make the day's best drive getting to the stadium. Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. 63-14, all Sooners in their season opener today. And we go right back down to the locker room. Chris Plank's got a couple of guests.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. I'm down here with Trey Norwood and Kenneth Murray. And Kenneth, I'll start with you first. Same question we asked Rodney. What did it mean to you to be named a captain for this team this season?
It means a lot, you know, obviously, being named a captain is a big honor, especially at this type of university, especially at this type of program, the way football is perceived as the state of Oklahoma. So, it meant a lot, and it's a huge honor, but, it just means that, you know, now, you know, I got guys looking to me, and I got to, you know, lead in the best way that I can and lead by example and do stuff like that. So, it's a blessing, but, you know, it doesn't change me from any other guy. You know, we're all still the same. They're all my brothers, and we're all brothers, and we all going to ball out.
Trey, obviously with leadership like Kenneth, you're providing it in the secondary as well to his sophomores. But age doesn't really matter when it comes to playing well and leadership, does it?
I would say age doesn't play a big part. Like Kenneth was saying, we're all in this together. You know what I mean? All is one. And we have different type of leaders. You know, Kenneth is the hard worker and a vocal leader. Myself and a few others are more of just a lead by example. I'm not going to say much, but we need guys like Kenneth on our defense. You know what I mean? To lead like that. And then we have the older guys in the secondary: Parnell Motley, Khalil, Jordan Parker. We have guys like that. You know what I mean? That they step up at times too. Neville Gallimore, Kenneth Mann. So my biggest thing is I just feel like we just have to stay together as one. It's going to keep going forward for us.
Kenneth, a lot of hype about this Florida Atlantic offense coming in with Devin Singletary. Kind of a generic question, but what led to you guys being able to have so much success?
Just working hard, listening to our coaches and you know, doing the game plan and you know, executing the game plan. You know, our coaches, they watched a bunch of tape and they gave us the scouting reports and what we were supposed to do. And, you know, we just go out there and execute it. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to play good defense. You got to do your job. So, I feel like, you know, every dude on defense today, you know, we consistently did our job, and that's what led to what happened today. So I feel like, you know, we got something to build on. This is definitely not where we want to be at. For, you know, we did something good. Now we just got to get back in the lab and go to work. So that's just what you got to do. Got to build on this performance.
Kenneth, you and I talked about Benny on Monday, so I want to ask you again here in a second. But can you take us through, Trey, what the difference of Benny Wiley made this offseason for you guys?
Coach Benny and Coach Wiley, great guy. He not only focuses on the lifting, the conditioning, but it's the small things, recovery, making sure you're taking care of your body on and off the field. And I feel like that played a big part today as well. You know, with him and Coach T playing a part together, us being hydrated because, you know, it was a hot game today. You know what I mean? But I felt like we were well in shape, well conditioned. So shout out to Coach Wiley. Thanks to Coach Wiley and the rest of our student staff.
Yeah, and we talked about it on Monday at the press conference, Kenneth. But I was waiting to see what he was like on game day. Equally as energetic and amped, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I told y'all he gonna be the dude to bring in energy, and he gonna always be energy. G'd up, so energized and all that stuff. So, you know, definitely great having him, you know, on our staff and being our coach, you know, getting us right every day. So, you know, it's just great seeing him every day. He always brings that energy. You know, you always want to go to work when you see him.
Trey, what kind of confidence builder is this to start like this?
This is a huge confidence builder. It's just something that we can't get complacent with. You know what I mean? Celebrate the win tonight, but go back to the drawing board tomorrow and Monday and get ready for the next game. But it's something that, you know what I mean, it's great having a game like this, the first game of the season, get it up under our belt. It's just something we have to build off of. Don't get complacent. Don't get too settled with this.
We need to get a scholarship to that umpire that took out A.D. Miller or not. Did you see that, Kenneth?
Yeah, he gave him a good little shoulder there. You know?
Hey, guys, I want to wrap up with this before we let you run. Overall, it's been a long off season. Kenneth, you've been very vocal about, you know, you hear the criticism. Does this serve as some validation for you, or is this, in your mind, just a start?
In my mind, it's just a start. You know, we did what we did today, and, you know, it just shows just the work that we put in. And now it's just time to build on that. You know, at the end of the day, we haven't really done nothing yet. We just played one game. So at the end of the day, our end goal is to get to that 15th game and win that 15th game. So every week we got to build. Every week we got to build. So, I mean, even though we performed good today, now we got to get back in the lab and go to work.
Same for you, Trey?
Like Kenneth was saying, it's just a fresh start. You know what I mean? It's just step one. And my biggest thing is you hear the critics, you hear the outside noise, but it's within us. You know what I mean? I feel like we have something to prove to ourselves. You know what I mean? Not everybody else outside. We know we have. In our defensive rooms and every position room, and we know, like Kim was saying, we put it all together. Everybody do your job. That's the main key to playing great defense, as Kenneth said. You know, we put it together, do our job. I feel like the future is going to be very bright for us.
Congrats, guys. Good luck next week.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Great stuff from Kenneth Murray and Trey Norwood. We're taking time out. One more segment with Rufus Alexander. We're going to talk quarterbacks when we come back, and we're going to hear from the quarterback as well. Kyler Murray standing by. Sooners win their season opener 63-14. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat are available now. Designed by number one Oklahoma fan contest winner Tim Rucker and produced by Norman Bass at Top of the World, this gear is the perfect way to show off your Sooner pride. For the complete list of places to buy your official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma gear, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one oklahomafan.com. Boomer Sooner.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 918-257-3813. That's 257-3813. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Sooner Football has been brought to you by OG&E, power at the speed of life. OU Extended Campus, degrees online, on campus, on your schedule. Become the tradition. And by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Second and seven, Murray rolling left this time. Sets up, he's going to take a shot deep. He's got Hollywood, he's got it! It's a touchdown! Oh, mama! QB1 to Hollywood for everything. 65 yards, and Oklahoma's absolutely plucking the Owls here in the first half. It's 41-0. OU students live on campus in the most convenient housing with the best location and the most floor plans. Live OU. Go to ou.edu/liveOU and sign up for more information. Sooner football brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. Teddy Lehman, Rufus Alexander for one more segment. Merv Johnson with us. Let's talk quarterbacks for a second. How'd you feel like Kyler Murray played today, Teddy?
Outstanding. About what you expect. I mean, there was questions. There's no doubt. Just how's he going to react? Is the moment going to be too big? Is he going to try and do too much? He was outstanding. He was calm. He was confident in the pocket. Made a couple of really nice high-level throws. Showed that, you know, elusiveness that we've all been waiting to see on that highlight reel run. You know, you can't say enough about Kyler Murray. And I don't even think we've begun to scratch the surface on the entire offense that we're going to be able to unveil with him. Now, the question is, what's the deal with Austin Kendall? And how does Lincoln Riley approach that, knowing that his backup quarterback that was engaged in a position battle with Kyler, you know, who knows what's going to be the story with him moving forward? As slow as he was getting off the field, you got to at least think it's going to be a couple of weeks.
By the way, what is it Lincoln said in the press conference afterwards?
Yeah, he was asked about it. He said he doesn't have any information, but they're optimistic. Waiting to hear, and they're optimistic. Okay. So we'll see. I mean, I Kyler Murray was fantastic. I mean, one throw was a little bit behind. Other than that, looked like a superstar.
Yeah, you got to love the way he did the little run. I like that little run he had. Even though he didn't go very – he got a few yards, but, man, it was just cool to see. Can't wait to see him just have a clear-cut run out in the opening. I think offensive line-wise, he had one recalled run that Cody Ford missed the block on. But if he gets the block on that linebacker, he's darting out the backside. I love the way he moves, and he gets a lot of yards, and it looks so effortless, and he gets 7-8 yards in a hurry, and he's out of bounds. So I like that he protects himself really well.
Coach Merv, I thought Kyler played great. We didn't see a lot of quarterback run game today. Do you think that's something we'll see more going forward with him?
I hope we don't have to. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a 6'4", 235-pound physical specimen. He's quick, athletic. But I hope that the running backs and receivers can carry their load to the point that he'll get a wide open field. And he's pretty sharp. In practice, when the crowd gets there, he just hits the ground, which is what you want him to do. You know, if he's made 10 yards and he's got ready to get mowed on a day in practice, why go ahead and get beat up? He's smart enough to know that. And, I think, you know, probably the greatest asset he has, his motor doesn't run so fast that he knows what's going on. You know, he's thinking, he's making decisions, those kind of things. And, you know, what little we saw of him in the games last year, what we've seen in practice in the spring, it's been the same. I think he'll stay the same. I just want to make sure that we've got another one with him that can keep him from having to play the second half like he might have today. We don't need that.
That run you're talking about was a 15-yard run in the first quarter. He went about 50 or 60 yards probably to get that, and it almost seemed like early in that run, that's the first time in months that Kyler Murray has run, and he's not down when somebody touches him. Mm-hmm. They actually had to tackle him.
Right.
And there was a point, like, early in that run where he was like, I could still go.
Keep going.
Yeah,
Where's the whistle?
I can keep going here. And it looked like he was having fun as well. Kyler's downstairs with Chris.
Hey, we're hanging out with Kyler Murray, Toby. Jitters? I mean, what was it like out there when you took your first snap?
I wouldn't say jitters just because, you know, I'm kind of a veteran now. In my eyes, you know, I've played enough football. More so just, you know, coming out ready, you know, to execute, honestly. Just, you know, like I said, I know the standard of this position. And, you know, there shouldn't be any slack just because Bake left. That's in my opinion. But, just ready to come out and execute was the whole plan for me.
I'm curious. Did you talk to him at all leading up to this week, or did you kind of get in your own cocoon, if you will, to get ready for today?
Me and Bake?
Yeah.
No, I actually – Bake hit me up after they named the starter, but other than that, no, we hadn't talked about this game. He knows what it is. He didn't have to text me or anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. No one really need to tell Kyler Murray how to prepare to be a starter because you were ready. So when you got out there and you were in that moment, what led to so much success for this first-team offense against a defense that, let's face it, we didn't know much about with a new defensive coordinator?
I mean, we knew they were going to come in here, you know, ready to play. I mean, we like we said it all night, you know, in the meeting last night, we just we had been beating each other up all camp, all summer, and we were just ready to get after somebody else. So I think that really showed today. Everybody played well. You know, everybody was ready to go. Defense did their thing. You know, like I said, I just tried to execute. O-line play, you know, blocked well. Running backs ran well. Receivers made competitive plays. So
I know that's hard to see whenever Austin goes down, but it kind of shows you that quarterback room with Tanner and seeing Tanner Tanner get an opportunity and Mordecai get an opportunity.
Yeah, it's definitely tough seeing him go down. You know, we need him. But, I mean, it's next man up at the University of Oklahoma, so, I mean, hopefully he'll be all right. You know, we'll get him back soon. And then, you know, from there on out, we keep going.
Hey, how you feel about the way your offensive line played today?
They played great. You know, I have, you know, the utmost faith in them. You know, never a worry for them. Yeah, they played great.
You didn't give Lee Morris an option. He was going to catch that ball where you stuck that thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched the jumbotron after that. I was like, damn, I hit him right in the face. He had no choice but to catch it. So he's got a big head as well. You know, we give him crap for that. So he should have caught the ball. He did, and he did his thing after he caught it. So,
hey man, I'll let you go on this, but when the defense goes out and performs like that, and you get a touchdown on special teams, from an overall team perspective, what kind of confidence builder is this going forward?
Huge confidence builder. You know, offense, we go out there and score. You know, well, defense got the stop, we score. You know, and then they block a punt and score. It's just like, man, like everybody came to play today. You know, everybody was ready to go, and we just kind of fed off of that after that. And, you know, stands, you know, fans got involved, and it was a good day.
Congrats on the win, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff from Kyler Murray. Hey, Sooner fans, satisfy all your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location. Roof, great stuff. Thanks for stopping by. We'll do it again next week. Here we go.
Can't wait. Should be fun.
All right, we'll take a break. More post-game reaction from the Sooner 63-14 win over FAU next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success. Success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right, it's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Showplace Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
If you purchase nachos anywhere but Taco Mayo, you may be suffering from soggy chip syndrome. Look for these telltale symptoms. Gleefully gobbling nachos the consistency of a wet noodle. Literally drinking tortilla chips through a straw. And a dreadful case of crunch envy.
Hey, come on, man.
If you've been exposed to soggy chip syndrome, relief is here. Introducing the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. 7 heavenly layers of dip with a side of crispy, crunchy chips. Queso, tomato, sour cream, cheddar jack cheese, and jalapenos piled atop a mountain of refried beans and seasoned beef. Your chips stay high and dry on the side, so they don't sag and drag. If you've had it with flippity, flappity nachos, treat your taste buds to the glory of the Big Dipper. Now just $4.49. Crunchier, munchier, the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. My, oh my.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, Sooner football has been brought to you by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa debit and credit card. State Farm, talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. And by Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients built to order. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners at OU.edu or tweet them to at OU on the air. It's time to talk Sooner football.
DJ Pledger into the game. 5'9 running back out of IMG Academy. Little guy. You see him there, number 22 if you're in the stadium. Inside handoff. Sutton has room. 20, 15. Twitch tackles. He's going to go. Marcellius Sutton into the end zone. Touchdown.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, the official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley on Tuesdays from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. Michael Dean's there. Sooner fans could also stop by and visit with Coach Riley from 7 to 8 p.m. Let's go back to the locker room. Chris Plank with Amani Bledsoe.
Sam, Amani, can you kind of take us through the mindset coming into this week? Because Kenneth has talked about it, you've talked about it, something to prove this year. Pretty good statement here today, wasn't it?
Of course. Definitely a strong statement defensively. I say the mindset coming in was giving them nothing, no free shots, no free yards or anything. Just everybody doing their job and everything will fall into place as far as, like, individual accolades, things like that, individual, like, TFL sacks, things like that.
Overall, was there a moment when it clicked today? I mean, was there a moment when you're like, yeah, this is our day right here?
I say it clicked as soon as we stepped on the field. I mean, I like the mindset in the locker room, just all the guys. I could just feel it.
And then a final thought for you. To see this team be able to get so much penetration, to be pushing that line back, obviously a great message going forward, isn't it?
Definitely is. Still a lot to learn from, though, but it's a good start.
All right, there's Amani Bledsoe. Thank you, Amani. Today's MidFirst Bank player of the game. Who we got, Teddy?
This is hard, man. I'm sitting here looking over the stats. I mean, you could have Rodney Anderson, only 5 carries, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's hard to look away from that. But I'd like to credit someone on the defensive side for this effort that they put together. And he was living in the backfield all night. I don't know what his final stat line is going to say, but I really loved the performance of Kenneth Mann. Okay. I thought he was outstanding. He was penetrating. He was causing havoc in the backfield. I think that's a great start for that young man.
Coach Merv, who's your player of the game today?
Well, I'd go along with him on man. I thought he had a heck of a ball game. And, you know, from a defensive standpoint, if you're going to go defense and offense, you just about got probably to give it to the quarterback. But I agree with him. Man, I think, was projected as we've gone into this game to really have a stepped-up year, and he sure did it today.
I like that. I like both your picks. I'm going to go with Lee Morris today. Blocked a punt. Had a 65-yard touchdown catch. He didn't play a ton, but, boy, he made a big impact on this game early on when it was still undecided. So,
who cares how much you play if your production's out the
exactly
roof
right.
like that?
MidFirst Bank, premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU debit and credit card. Visit midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank is true to your money. Speaking of Lee Morris, he's with Chris Plank.
You take us through the touchdown, because Kyler really didn't give you an option to catch that or not, because it kind of stuck in the old face mask there, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what people kept telling me when I got to the sideline. I didn't think it hit my face mask, but I guess it did.
Hands were out there, man. True receiver, had it all the way, right?
Yeah, going through that play, I didn't think it hit my face mask, but I guess it did. And then after that, broke that one tackle, and then I saw two defenders coming from both sides. I knew if I split them, then I was going to score, and I happened to score.
Was there anything you saw heading into this week that made you think that that inside receiver position would be able to have some success today?
Well, we, as a receiver group, we're always confident that we are going to be able to make plays, and You know, we trust Coach Riley and the coaching to make sure that they're going to put us in the best position to do what we got to do.
You know, I've been talking a lot with the different guys about the Heat today. First year under Benny Wiley, saw his game day attitude, pretty excitable guy. Well prepared. I mean, that's the way to put it for how you guys were today physically, right?
Yeah. You know, that goes back to when he first got here in January, you know, being on us 24/7 to make sure, you know, we're mentally and physically prepared, you know, for the heat, you know, for the grind that it's going to take to get to where we want to go.
What's it say about this team to start like this?
Means a lot. I mean, I would say, you know, excitement, but, you know, we know it's going to be a long season, so we got to make sure we don't get ahead of ourselves and keep pushing to make sure we keep making strides to improve, because we can't just settle for this.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Teddy, we talked about the depth at running back. I got 10 pass catchers on my depth chart, none of them named Lee Morris, and he made a big play today. They got a lot of depth at wide receiver and tight end as well.
They do. I mean, skill position at Oklahoma is tough to get on the field right now. So many guys out there, CeeDee Lamb, Marquise Brown, you know, A.D. Miller getting in on the action, Drake Stoops getting in on the action. It's a bunch of guys rotating through, and they like all of them, honestly. You know, there's different positives and negatives to each guy, but everyone has a tremendous upside. They're deep, and, you know, we've heard a bunch of guys say this at Oklahoma, it's next guy up, and that's the truth. I mean, we've spit out a bunch of really good wide receivers, really good running backs over the last couple of years. And if you have a bad game, if you happen to miss some time, there's going to be someone that steps in your place and probably has a really nice day. So it's a big competition for those guys to stay on the field.
63-14, Sooners win it. We'll take a break. More post-game reaction from Norman next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
Oh, how can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
They do. I'm one happy camper. Maybe that's the reason so many people come to Shelter for their car insurance. We have great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. To find an agent near you, go to shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat are available now. Designed by number one Oklahoma fan contest winner Tim Rucker and produced by Norman Bass at Top of the World, this gear is the perfect way to show off your Sooner pride. For the complete list of places to buy your official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma gear, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one oklahomafan.com. Boomer Sooner. Case & Associates welcomes a new addition to the family, Stonehorse Crossing, our new luxury apartment community, now pre-leasing. You can lease today and receive $1,000. It features two different styles and includes designer-inspired amenities, plus a resort-style pool, 24-hour fitness center, grill and chill areas, and a dog park for the furry friends. Don't wait. Call today. Check out the brand new Stonehorse Crossing, just north of Quail Springs Mall in OKC.
The legendary steel brand in your hands for less than $200. That's awesome.
Real power, real value. That's real steel. Right now, legendary steel chainsaws start at just $179.95. And hardworking steel blowers start at just $139.95. Get to your steel dealer today. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices MSRP. Available at participating dealers.
STEM education is fundamental to growing Oklahoma's future economy, and Devon is proud to partner with the University of Oklahoma and the OU Innovation Hub to inspire our next generation of leaders. Encouraging their ingenuity will help us shape our future and improve our way of life. Devon Energy. Commitment runs deep.
Hey
Everywhere you go, your health is connected to you. So it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Snap, Austin Kendall looks left, lobs for the end zone, A.D. Miller, it is caught, touchdown! Back shoulder throw into the end zone, great adjustment by A.D. Miller, and he came up with it. The one and only A1 Thick and Hearty Burger is back, and only at your local Whataburger. Lincoln Riley did announce after the game, Addison Gums, knee injury, is that right, Chris? Out for the season. How big of a loss is that? Teddy?
Well, it hurts him at depth there at that Jack position. Mark Jackson had a good, solid game today, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Just to have that added depth, there's always a nice benefit. We saw some of the younger guys roll through there. John Michael Terry got some time there. So I think it definitely hurts depth-wise, but I think Mark Jackson's more than capable of kind of owning that position.
Here's Hollywood.
Marquise, can you take us through the touchdown play? I mean, obviously great blocking that left you open, but what kind of got you so up and outside of that speed?
I seen the safety roll over, so I kind of kept my route, you know, high and not try to take it across the field, and Kyler threw a great ball, and all I had to do was track it.
Hey, heat today. Play an issue at all, you guys, with Benny Wiley taking over today and Coach Tiff seemed pretty prepared.
Oh, yeah, that was no problem at all, you know. Heat, cold, we playing it all.
What's that atmosphere like? I know that whenever you guys get a big lead like that, it kind of takes away, but it seems like the fans were pretty juiced early.
Oh, yeah, it was fun getting back out there and, you know, seeing all the fans, and they were into it, you know, to a certain point they were into it, and it was fun.
Hey, I know that you're on the outside, but what about the job that offensive line did today? It seemed like they were really churning away.
Yeah, I'm proud of all those guys. Like, I love each and every one of our linemen, and I tell them that all the time. Like, without them, you know, we can't do anything.
And then I know you've been asked about it already, but how about the just running, the wide receivers as a whole? That room had themselves a day, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm proud of all those guys, you know, not just, you know, catching the ball, blocking as well. We did a very good job blocking, and that's something we pride ourselves in.
Yeah, I thought CeeDee was happier on that touchdown run that he actually had a block downfield for Rodney.
Oh, he was happy. You know, he got to the sideline. He talked about it like, yeah, y'all seen how I blocked him? Yeah.
Congrats to the win, man.
Thank you.
Coach Merv, I wanted to ask you about Addison Gums because I know you had him in your spotlight today. You felt like he could be a big player for this team this year. We find out he's out for the season. How big of a loss?
Big loss. I think we've got depth there that we can cover it, but I think he and felt like going in is why I named him, just what I saw him do last year late in the season and what he's done this spring and this fall. He's a big-time player. I likened him with Obo last year. He's taller and not as chunky, but same type player. Make lots of great running plays and plays against the rush and the pass, and he can drop off and do coverage. That hurts.
Take a look at the scoreboard on the opening weekend when we come back. Sooner 63-14. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Chevy offers three great trucks, so you can find the right truck to fit your lifestyle. Maybe you want the efficiency of the midsize Chevy Colorado. Check. Or the dependability of Chevy Silverado 1500. Check. Or the towing confidence of Chevy Silverado HD. Check, check, and check. No matter which Chevy truck you choose, there's no wrong answer. Checkmate. Chevy drives Oklahoma. Find new roads.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OUguide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OUguide and get back to living fully.
There's a right time to find out if you have the right insurance. And it's not when you have a fender bender or frozen pipes. No, the best time is before something goes wrong. Like when you first talk to a AAA insurance agent. And they're taking the time to get to know what you need. So that if the unexpected happens to your car or home, you won't get unexpected answers. Call your local agent or visit AAA.com to learn how AAA can help you choose the right auto and home insurance. AAA Insurance, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a limited package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
For 50 years, from our farms to our stores, Brahms has been serving fresh and delicious cheeseburgers made with 100% pure beef patties, along with our signature limeades and crinkle-cut fries, plus real hand-dipped ice cream. Cream, thick shakes, old-fashioned banana splits and sundaes, all made with our farm fresh milk. Whether Brahms is your stop for a burger and ice cream or your weekly trip for groceries from the fresh market, we're proud to be a part of your family's tradition. Brahms, farm fresh for 50 years.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
Sooner Football has been brought to you by Mercy. Your life is our life's work. And by Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, with agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Straight drop, he's going deep down the middle, and it's intercepted. Robert Barnes has it at the 10, circles it up to the 20, 25, runs crossfield to the 30, has a lead blocker to the 40, and he's out of bounds and down at the 42. The first interception of the season belongs to Robert Barnes.
This is the Bud Light Postgame Show, official sponsor of OU Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
Winding down the postgame show, Sooners win at 63-14 today. Let's take a look at our Janet King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Teddy, Coach, if you hear something you want to jump in on, feel free. They are in a weather delay, actually just back underway in the nation's capital. Maryland leading Texas 31-29 with almost the entire fourth quarter still to go. Just coming out of a weather delay. Tennessee has just scored a touchdown. West Virginia leads the Vols 10-7 midway through the second quarter in Charlotte. No problem for TCU today. They beat Southern 55-7 in Fort Worth. Not a good day for Texas Tech. Ole Miss spanked them pretty good in Houston 47-27. Surprised by that at all?
No, I don't think so. I'm surprised by the Texas score right now. I figured they'd make a jump this year, but I guess depending on how you look at it, maybe that is a nice improvement off of last year already, even though they're still down. They got pounded last year.
What was it, 51-41?
Gave up a
50 like
burger to Maryland, which is not good.
Later tonight in the Big 12, Kansas hosting Nichols, K-State hosting South Dakota, Baylor will host Abilene Christian, South Dakota State goes to Iowa State, and of course on Thursday night, OSU beat Missouri State 58-17. What'd you think about the Cowboys?
I thought they looked sharp. I mean, they did exactly what they were supposed to an opponent like Missouri State. You know, their quarterback, everyone's quick rush to judgment on him. You got to give him a little bit of time, you know, to come around. It's his first start. Thought he made some nice throws here and there. Looks like they got a nice stable of running backs.
Finals around the country, Ohio State beat Oregon State 77-31, 108 points scored in that game. Second quarter, Georgia, no problem, up big on Austin Peay, 24-zip. Game of the day maybe in Atlanta right now, early second, Auburn leading Washington 12-3. After one, Appalachian State up on Penn State 10-7 in Happy Valley. First quarter, UNLV leads USC 7-6. Clemson beat Furman today 48-7, and a lot of big games still coming up a little later on tonight, including Michigan going to Notre Dame, and Alabama and Louisville will play in Orlando. You like Michigan or Notre Dame?
I like Notre Dame. I think it's going to be a close football game. There's a lot on the line there. This is early. Both coaches need a win. I think both teams can absorb a loss and still make the college football playoff, but it's going to be really difficult. Couple of good defenses there. See some good quarterback play. I mean, if Michigan gets anything from their quarterback position at all, it's going to be a big improvement what they've had the last couple of years.
Michigan or Notre Dame, Coach?
I'll go with Notre Dame. They play at South Bend, right?
Yeah.
I'll go with Notre Dame. I think that they have been all along this summer set to be pretty good, the way people think. And with Michigan coming there and Michigan kind of crying about last year, I think it'd be a good time for Notre Dame to get a little bit more even with them.
That's your Janet King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Janet King is the king of clean. One final post-game timeout. Put a wrap on it here from Norman. 63-14, the final OU. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Laird Hammonds Laird Law Firm presents the Franchise Coach of the Month.
Respect what it is we're doing here, guys. Nice job, fellas.
Coaches are leaders in our community on and off the field. Each month, the Franchise and Laird Hammonds Laird will select a deserving coach from our list of nominated coaches and present them with a $500 check. To nominate a coach that you feel deserves to be recognized, go to thefranchiseok.com. Look for the Coach of the Month icon, and in 500 words or less, tell us about your nominee.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you, because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
When I see a bus rolling to Whataburger, it's go time. Baseball teams come here, basketball teams.
Yeah!
When a large group comes in, there's something for everybody.
I order the original Whataburger. You can't go wrong with originals.
I get the grilled chicken sandwich.
It's easy. It's convenient. We come and they treat us like family when we're here.
It's just a really good hometown feel.
We're bringing the food, but we're also bringing people together.
There is always something for everyone at Whataburger.
We love Whataburger!
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger.
Schaefer out of the shotgun. Owls bring a blitz. Inside handoff. Brooks, and they beat it. And the parting of the Red Sea into the end zone untouched. Kennedy Brooks, 41 yards. Touchdown. Tanner Mordecai hits a knee, and that'll do it. Two of the most creative young head coaches in all of college football walk toward midfield for a handshake. Lincoln Riley got the better of Lane Kiffin today, as his Oklahoma Sooners will move to 1-0 in the 2018 season. Clock still has 10 seconds on it as the Sooners and Owls come together. An impressive start for the home team. 3-2, win column, Sooners. Game over. Final score in the season opener in Norman. It's Oklahoma 63 and Florida Atlantic 14. Toby Rowland back with you. Final segment from here inside the press box at Owen Field. OU wins its 13th straight home opener today. They have now scored 30 or more points in 24 of their last 25 games. And they moved to 22-0 all time against current teams in Conference USA. They snapped Florida Atlantic's 10-game winning streak. And we witnessed the 117th straight home sellout today. Although by halftime, about 50,000 of the 85,000 had headed for the air conditioning.
It was hot and 42-0.
I don't know that I can blame them at all. Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events next week. Right back here, high noon. It'll be a fun one. A couple of Power 5 foes, and again, two of the bigger names in coaching in college football will collide. As OU hosts UCLA, Lincoln Riley versus Chip Kelly. Our pregame coverage will start for you next week at 10 a.m. Really hard to know what UCLA is about, Teddy, until we see them. They play tonight at home against Cincinnati. You know, Chip Kelly knows what he's doing. He has named the former Michigan quarterback, Wilton Spate, as his starter. They've got the – what's the running back's name with the fun name?
Oh, I've got to Google it up here.
Look it up.
Started my preparation already.
One of the great names in all of college football. Other than that, it's kind of a mystery what they're bringing in here.
It's hard to know. You know, speaking with some people this offseason, apparently the talent at UCLA is way down, but – I mean, that seems strange with the crew that was there before, where they're located. Typically, a fairly talented football team. Chip Kelly knows what he's doing offensively. I mean, it's just I can't wait to see this team and see how they look. You know, a lot of times just a change in offense, a change in scheme will make a lot of guys that you thought weren't very athletic all of a sudden look like, hey, they got something out here in the open field. So Wilton Spate was not good at Michigan. But that's a pro-style offense, under center a lot, heavy run. This is a much more quarterback-friendly offense with Chip Kelly, so maybe he's going to have some success there.
Fascinating September. 5 games in September, 4 of them at home. After that, we make the road trip to Ames for the Big 12 opener, another 11 a.m. game. OU looking for revenge from that loss here a year ago, then back home to take on the triple option in Army. And Baylor will come into town all in the month of September. This look at upcoming OU athletic events brought to you by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU. Final thoughts. Let's go around the horn as Chris Plank is joining us in the booth now. Coach, 63-14. Final thought today?
Oh, just very pleased that we were able to come out and start the game like we did, because I was really impressed with them in the film I looked at. About 5 or 6 schools, they always jumped out ahead. I thought their quarterback last year was a terrific player, and maybe that had a little something to do with it. But they almost went ahead every game, and to come out and bang, hit them like we did, I think, was a wonderful start. I don't know why we can't do it again every week, and the defense obviously did the same.
So-so Jamabo.
Yes.
Is the running back, huh. UCLA. Chris Plank, final thought today?
It was hot, you guys. And I just, for those that are either in their car driving home or maybe enjoying some AC, kudos to you, because that was a really tough environment to persevere through today. It never cooled off. There was maybe 2 breezes. But through that first half, the fans were awesome. So kudos to the fans. I say it a lot. Kudos to the job that Jeff Salmon and their crew did through a hot, hot summer to keep this field in the great condition that it's in. And you know what? Clark Stroud's first game as director of operations, smooth as silk down there on the sidelines. Yeah. It was really fun, guys. But as far as the team is concerned, I loved seeing the depth. I loved being able to run through a lot of different players. And, man, Ronnie Perkins, Ted, looks like he is absolutely going to be the real deal in time. So it's fun to see these young guys get an opportunity to get out there and not only perform, but perform well.
It's funny, Plank, I didn't notice the temperature up here in the booth.
Yeah, did you like it better up here?
Actually quite comfortable for most of the game.
Oh, what a jerk.
I thought it's about as good as an opener as I can remember. You know, there's been games where we've blown teams out, but to really shut them down defensively, offensively, do whatever we wanted. You know, they didn't really start moving the ball at all until the second team defense was in there, and we got a bunch of true freshmen, youngsters out there playing. It's about as quality as an opener as I can remember. Lane Kiffin, I was just reading some of the quotes from his post game. He says it'd be hard to believe that there's a better team in the country. And with that performance right there, I mean, you feel like the sky's the limit with this team. You know, the one thing we've expected offensively that we're going to be good. Great offensive line coming back. Great stable of backs, wide receivers, Kyler Murray, ton of potential. Question mark was defense. And while we haven't learned everything, this is Florida Atlantic. This is a Conference USA team. It's a great start for this defense. We're coming out of this thing talking about all the positives right now, and I think that's a good thing. So, all in all, fantastic.
The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics. It wants to remind you that together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Want to thank our crew, Ted Lehman, Chris Plank, Gabe Eichard, Merv Johnson, Rufus Alexander, engineer producer Michael Dean, statistician Dennis Kelly, spotter Greg Blackwood, Tom Shores operating the parabolic mic, and Chuck Updegrove running the show for us. His first game, great job back today in our Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time here from Owen Field in the season opener. It was Oklahoma 63 and Florida Atlantic 14. Until next Saturday, high noon kickoff, 10 a.m. pregame show for OU-UCLA. This is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner football has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.